Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healing Circle. This is a panel of experts and guests who come together every week for topical discussions in which we share our experience, strength, and hope about everyday life. From depression to connection, we cover all the issues you feel and see as you walk life's sacred journey. Listeners are encouraged to call in and contribute to the show because we all have hard-earned wisdom we need to share. Join me, David Clark, and my panel, Kat Edwards, every week at the same day and time. So, Kat, how are you tonight?
I'm great, thank you, David.
Good.
It's a beautiful winter day here in Brisbane, Australia.
Ah, what's the temperature like? Of course, you're going to be telling me in Celsius, and I'd have to convert it, but is it cold?
I never complain about winter here because I have cousins in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
12 degrees centigrade here.
Okay.
What, 32 degrees Fahrenheit is zero?
Correct.
So
yeah.
44 degrees Fahrenheit, 46.
Okay. So, you did the conversion then. So that's pretty mild for winter.
Yeah, it gets cooler at night. It gets down to 1 or 2 degrees centigrade at night.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
You can see fresh.
Yeah.
There's no snow, and I'm wearing a singlet and a hooded jacket. So, you know, and jeans. I'm not rugged up. No need to rug up.
Well, you've painted a pretty good picture. It's really hot here, unseasonably hot for upstate New York. We've been in the 90s Fahrenheit, and I'd have to do a conversion, and I'm not going to try that on the air. But the heat index has been well over 100, so we've been melting. But thank God for air conditioning. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and thank God for you and for me and for whatever callers we may have tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about trust and betrayal and also dealing with negativity. And Kat, you brought up trust and betrayal. Would you like to start off the talk?
The reason that I thought we'd talk about this is because it's come up a lot with my clients as of late.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I sort of follow the trend of what people are dealing with quite a bit. And people are feeling the changes. I mean, there's a lot of, if you want to go into all the spiritual energies that are going on, there are a lot of changes that are going on, and people are showing their true colors, and people who would normally be able to hide it can't. And there's a lot of people walking around feeling pretty hurt because they have trusted, they have put energy into another and thought that it was reciprocated and thought that there was a level playing field. And thought that this other person would do what they say they would do. And that's really what trust is, isn't it? It's looking at somebody else and feeling that you're on a level playing field, that the other person will do and say what they say they were going to do and say, that there's a cordial good feeling between each other,
mm-hmm.
and this buoyancy together. Would you agree with that?
I would. I think that out of trust comes a feeling of safety, that that you feel aligned with another person, that you feel safe with them, that you feel you can share with them at whatever level, and that your anonymity and confidences will be kept. And so I just wanted to add that piece.
Absolutely. And building trust is really important, but you need to be sure to look for red flags when you go meeting a new person and or changing a relationship with a person. So you may know somebody socially, but now you're going to work together. You know, there may be a change in the dynamic between the two of you. You need to look for red flags. And so I always encourage people to do their research in psychology and find out what are the red flags that you would look for in somebody that you couldn't trust. So you might want to watch YouTube videos on narcissistic behavior, untrustworthy behavior, psychopathic or sociopathic behavior. But you would also, you know, as a diligent person, as an adult, a diligent adult with a mature mind, take time to reflect and think about the times in the past where you trusted and that trust has been broken, and what were the lessons, so that you can remember the red flags as you go along from your own experience as well as with the wisdom that you can gather from others. You know, it is so important for us as social beings to trust. We need to be able to trust so that we as a tribe, be that a family unit, a community, a city, a country, or the greater populace of the planet, we need to be able to know that there is that safety net, don't we? You know, if we don't have that sense of safety, the out-of-control feeling will send us into survival mode, and then that just awakens the ego, and then you get all sorts of issues. The trust is highly important.
Certainly is. When you were talking about red flags and lessons learned, I was thinking about the quality of discernment and how important it is to practice that and to listen to your gut. You know, I had a situation a year ago where my gut was telling me something very strongly and I ignored it and got into a situation that was filled with betrayal and having my trust violated in different ways. And so I think that, you know, it's important to pay attention to your intuition, to use discernment, and, you know, watch for those red flags, as Kat was saying. Those are all such important factors. And, you know, I liked what you were saying about narcissistic and sociopathic behavior. You know, living in America, without getting into any specifics, is the political climate has just been rife with lack of trust and feelings of betrayal. And so many people have been talking about that ad nauseum. And yet it's been a very real experience for us in this country. And it's sad that we have to deal with it at such a visceral level as a nation. And so I'm just putting that out there as one more element connected to narcissistic and sociopathic behavior, and people can draw whatever conclusions they want.
Yeah, absolutely. And the I think the awakened community are quite aware of the psychopathic system for the greater Western Hemisphere, and not just the Western. There's a lot of psychopathic people that are running third and second world countries and terrorizing people and causing all sorts of corruption and betrayal. You know, when you look at a political climate, we as human beings really need to reorganize what is most important. And I think Gene Roddenberry got it right with the ideas that he put into Star Trek in having in the year 3000, having no money and people contributing to society because they like to do something, and society buoying each other up without the need to betray each other over money, because I think money is, as much as, you know, you and I need it so that we can go buy our bread and milk and pay our rent and, or our mortgages, it causes a vast amount of problems. And it is a major reason why people suffer betrayal, a major reason, because it brings out that survival instinct in people, and it awakens the ego, and people will become cunning and conniving, and you know, they'll lie and cheat and steal to get their hands on money, because it's an energy that can either come or to you or be repelled from you. And it can cause a lot of hardship, a lot of hardship. So I know here in Australia, you want to talk about political systems, ours isn't perfect either. We lost one of the greatest prime ministers we had in Bob Hawke just before our recent election. And he's the reason that Antarctica wasn't mined. He cared about the planet, he cared about his nation, and he put in a social safety net in Medicare, and his predecessor, Gough Whitlam, put in a social safety net in a social security system, money for single mothers so you didn't have to give up your baby anymore. These things cause trust and make people feel like they can feel safe in their country. But then we have conservative political people who want to erode that, and they want to erode it because they want to support the big businesses that are funding their political parties. So, if we're going to start expanding our minds out to the bigger picture, we can start with our respective countries and then bring it into our personal lives, into our individual lives, because it is a big issue. Trust is a big issue, and betrayal and trust are unfortunately night and day. They go hand in hand.
Yes.
And we do need to be sure to check ourselves so that we don't end up being that person who causes betrayal. Or if we feel we need to cause betrayal, stop. Why do you feel you need to cause it? What is going on for you? What is the lesson that is being thrown up into you? Starting to be aware of yourself and your behavior is highly important. Some people don't care about being a bad person. They really don't. And but some people do. And some people stuff up and they care that they've stuffed up. And if you're a person who cares that they've stuffed up, I know I have stuffed up, I'm not a perfect person. Stop and think, I have a temptation to betray here for my own gain, and I will gain if I betray this way. And if I continue on the path of trust, I may not gain so quickly. Why am I feeling this way? What is the lesson? And how can I navigate this so that there's a win-win? Because with betrayal comes drama. And drama brings consequences, and consequences are not nice. And the ripple effect of that can go on to people you don't know who can suffer greatly.
Well, I think that what you were just saying about consequences can be of a flag that we can take a look at in advance before we get into a position where we have violated somebody else, where we have violated somebody's trust or betrayed them. If we can think a step ahead, and pardon me for jumping in, Kat, but I just had the thought that we can stop and take a time out before we take a step that would not only betray somebody else, but betray our own integrity, by visualizing what the consequences are if we take a certain step, because everything in life is about choice. Everything is about learning experience, as you said. And there's one other thing that I wanted to say, if I may, and that is that trust really starts within ourselves. There are a lot of people that come from damaged backgrounds where they were not taught trust and where they didn't believe in themselves. And so the behavior that was modeled for them that they assimilated was filled with behavior that was not, it did not lend itself to being a trusting person or being somebody who was able to offer a feeling of safety to other people. I don't know if that makes any sense, Kat. I was going off on a tangent.
No, I understand. So you're basically talking about the experience of growing up.
Yes.
Without having a belief system that you're lovable and without having a belief system that you can trust anybody, and therefore people can't trust you.
Correct.
And yeah, and that happens, unfortunately. If we were going to sit with a yogi, they would say, well, that's karma. And they would say that this is a person who's been born into a family who has a lot of issues, and the karma of that person is to deal with that and to learn and grow out of that so that they can have a lifetime where they don't have such an issue to deal with. In this lifetime, in this situation, in the very moment you're in, you always have choice, because there are examples of trust around you. There are examples of good people around you. And all you have to do is start to look for the basic good. And that's the starting point. And it's when a person stops, because I wasn't born into a family like that, so I can only speak from an observer's perspective. It is like the mind is a bit scrambled because it's in survival mode. The mind is not settled or focused as well as it could be. It's coming out of the cortex, the reptilian part of the brain most of the time, fight, flight or freeze. And so the person doesn't in their heart very much. But if they can, by seeing the greater good, by seeing that there's walls on a building, that's good. There's grass, that's good. There's little insects buzzing around, that's good. There's birds in the trees, even in a big city, there's birds, that's good. That means nature's singing, the music is in the air. There's colour, that's good. Even if you're blind, you know that there's colour, so that's good. If you're blind, you can touch things, and things that feel good to your hands are there, softness is there. If you can't see, if you can see but you can't hear, you can see the richness in the world, that's good. These are where to start with trust. It's to start with the planet itself. Start with nature. Mother Earth loves all of her children, but life can be harsh. It's here for a lesson, and as we grow and learn, we can navigate those lessons, and life can become less of a drama and more of a heaven. And that's what we need. We need that healing and that self-love. And then we can have more and more peace. And people are living a peaceful life out there. People who've been born into the kind of family that David described have learned and grown and navigated it and live and are living peaceful lives because they've learned to trust themselves and others. And that's the main thing. I just remember watching a program about a guy who was a prisoner. You may have seen this one, David. He grew up in a family like you described. He was had a train wreck of a life and ended up in jail, I think, for manslaughter. And he met a guy who was a monk. He was in the Dharmic spiritual teachings. He wasn't a Christian monk, as far as I know. And this guy taught him meditation. And so the prisoner learned meditation and learned to quiet his mind and learned to go into his heart. And there he learned trust. And he learned to trust himself and he learned to go deeply into who he is. And that literally saved his life because he would have been released from jail after his time. I don't know how many years he got in there, I can't remember. But he would have been released and he would have gone back into a life of drama and betrayal and hurt and fear. But because he got into meditation, when he was released from jail, he sought a life of peace and quiet and he became a gardener. And I think he spent time living with the gentleman who taught him meditation and took over gardening this guy's property. So the pathway to trust for yourself is going inside. What do you think, David? Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense to me, and there were a couple of things I wanted to reflect on, and one other thing I wanted to add, and that was ultimately we're all responsible for ourselves, for our own behavior. We can't control any other people. We can't control their behavior, but we can take responsibility for our lives and our choices. And I'm just kind of reiterating something that we'd already talked about, but I wanted to underscore the point that we are all responsible. And let's see, you were talking about, you mentioned self-love, and I think that it's vitally important, and we've been over this topic before, and I think it's a great one. It's vitally important that we learn to love ourselves, because when we do that, we can overcome some of those shadow sides of ourselves. And, you know, we need to embrace those aspects as part of our humanity. We are human beings, and we're subject to error, and it's important not to beat ourselves up when we make an ill-advised decision, but we can take responsibility by making amends to somebody else who we may have betrayed, whose trust we may have violated. And so I just wanted to throw that in. And, you know, self-love is such an important area. Without it, we're really not able to extend that love to somebody else, and we're more likely to end up in situations where we are violating people's trust and betraying them. And I thought it might be interesting, I don't know if you're willing to do this, Kat, but to reflect just a little bit on how, without going into specifics, of course, how those themes have played out in our lives.
Yes, well, I had a massive betrayal 10 years ago. Three people who I loved, who I trusted, who I had helped and put a lot of energy into, each of them individually.
Well, I too have had situations where I've placed trust in somebody. I'm thinking along the lines of being betrayed by people who have cut me off as being a friend when I thought that we had a solid friendship, and they've just walked away without explanation. And I felt betrayed in those situations. Right or wrong, I don't know. But it's hurt. And when there is betrayal involved in an equation in human experience, it does cause hurt. And it appears that Kat got cut off. So let me just play a song, and I'll bring her back on the line. I'm going to play a song called The Changes in You by Alba Molina. And I'll cut back in when I have Kat.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you to know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you.
That was an excerpt from the song The Change Is in You by Alba Molina. And I thought that that was a really appropriate song to play, since we're kind of talking about behavioral issues or taking responsibility for behavior. And Kat was talking and got cut off. I don't know if you remember where you were at, Kat, if there's more you wanted to.
Yeah, you'd ask me to just share a little bit about my own experience of just having suffered betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
So I had three people who individually had loved and helped in their lives, who came together. I introduced them all, and I was going through a difficult time in my life, and they came together and judged me and decided they knew better, and began to talk about me behind my back, and basically betrayed me very deeply. And once I found out, I actually started having a knowing, a clear cognizance, and then that was confirmed. And what often happens for me in my life is, if someone lies to me or someone betrays me, the universe will tell me, the universe will reveal the lie to me. I will get the gut feeling, but I will also get a physical message. I will get an answer somehow, some way. And I did, and I got the full picture. I confronted the people involved, and I withdrew from them. And I was very much alone, but I decided that I would rather be alone than be around people who would hurt me. So I withdrew from everybody except for my family members at that time. And it was rough. It was deeply hurtful. It made me question what's so wrong with me. Now, the biggest gripe that they had was that I wasn't very good at doing my washing up or my folding. I was a single parent with two kids with special needs and learning difficulties who, at the time, behind my back, were being abused by someone in their inner circle. And I wasn't aware of that, so I was aware that there was something wrong, and I was spending a lot of money on people who had degrees in psychology and social work, and I was trying to find the reason why my boys were suffering the way that they were. So, you know, if I wasn't very good at my housework, so what? I was putting my energy where it was most important. But other people wanted to judge on the external things and got quite nasty. And it hurts. It very much hurts when you're being betrayed by people that you have put love and energy into.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you say, well, I'm not going to love anyone ever again. And that, I think, everybody who goes through betrayal says. But if you're someone who is who likes being in your heart, and that your heart gets touched, you're going to love again anyway. You just have to love again in a way that protects you as well. So you start listening. Now, each of those people that were involved, I for myself, I only give people one more chance. And the reason is I don't want to be anyone's mug. So I gave them one more chance, and I'm still on friendly terms with two of them, though one of them is, I don't see them very often. One person I don't see at all, and one person I correspond with over the internet via email and Facebook Messenger. So I have a distance, and it is because I could never trust again. I couldn't allow myself to go back into trust on a deeper level with any of them. And though I could allow them to learn, and I accepted apologies from them, so I knew that they had learned, and I could see that they had grown, and that was why I gave another chance, because I saw that they had learned and that they had grown and that they had apologized, which meant that they'd taken personal responsibility. But when somebody doesn't go through the learning, the growing, and the taking of responsibility, personal responsibility, I will steer well clear. I will not go back. And I won't go back for a good reason, and that is because if I go back, I'm a mug. I'm going to end up being betrayed again because they haven't woken up to themselves and grown up enough to realize that that they are the problem. You know, that's just part of my journey in my heart. I still care about each and every one of those people, and if they're listening, they know who they are. And as I said before, David, I'm not a perfect person, and I've stuffed up too. And that's why I say, okay, well, if you've learned, grown, and taken personal responsibility, I'll give you another chance, because I have stuffed up, and I have learned, grown, and taken personal responsibility. And sometimes very frightening to apologize and take personal responsibility, because you're afraid of the other person's emotional reaction. You don't know if you're going to be greeted with aggression or kindness. And that's a gamble. But what is most important is that if you have betrayed, that you do that. You say, I'm sorry. How can I make it better? It's the number one thing to do to ease the whole thing. Because if you do understand about karma and reincarnation, you're going to come back and go through the experiences again, or you're going to have it happen to you. Somebody else is going to do to you what you've done to others. And that'll happen this lifetime. And in this environment, the way that the world is, the way that the earth is, she's, you know, Goddess Gaia Sophia, she's not tolerating a whole lot of BS. And the karmic laws are spinning faster than ever. What do you think, David? How have you experienced it?
Well, I just wanted to reflect on a couple of things you said, and then I'll share my experience. I couldn't agree more about karma, and I mean, what goes around does come around. There are definite cycles, both in this life and from one life to the next, and I've experienced both. What I was talking about when you messaged me that you've been cut off was a betrayal by a couple of friends, one of whom I was able to reconcile with and accept an apology and give them a second chance, because there had been a strong basis for that friendship before. I was tempted to let it go because I felt extremely violated. But I did what you did, Kat, and I had to recognize within myself that I too am not perfect, and that I have done things for which I've been sorry, and I've owned up to them and apologized and taken responsibility for my future behavior. But this other situation involved somebody that was like a sister to me, and we had a long history, over a decade of very intimate sharing, lots of time together. We were colleagues who became close friends. I called her my sister. And all of a sudden, for no reason at all, she just left my life. And I was terribly hurt, and I felt betrayed, at least at an emotional level, I felt betrayed. And the bottom line was that I hurt. And the process that I had to go through after that, because I was reacting to it at a visceral level, was I needed to practice forgiveness. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's a process. It takes a long time. And I needed to heal from that experience. And there have been a lot of other things that have happened to me in my life, too, where I have felt betrayed or had my trust violated. But the bottom line is that, as you were saying, Kat, if I allow myself to become a patsy, it's only going to happen again. And I do give people a second chance, and beyond that, I steer clear of those people. And I think that what has been underscored by both you and me is that we are sharing an experience with other people. This is our journey, and it's up to us to make the best of it and to practice things like discernment and taking responsibility for ourselves. And we do have a caller on the line. They have not been with us for very long, so I just want to touch base with them and let them know. I'll let you know, first of all, caller 70, whoops, just lost them. And we had one other one, too, that disappeared. People can be timid sometimes if they think they're going to be called on, and it wasn't my intention to intimidate anybody. So please, callers, know that you don't need to share, but I just like to touch base with you to find out what your name is, and if you do have anything that you'd like to share, to have the opportunity to do that. And if you don't want to share, that's fine. We'll just welcome you into the circle, and you're welcome to listen. So be it. Kat, is there anything else you want to say in the areas of trust or betrayal?
I think the biggest thing is to listen to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Really listen to it and recognize it. If you trust someone and your gut is saying that there's something going wrong, trust it. When I was going through that experience with those three people, my gut was telling me, one of them was I'd allow them to live with me over the Christmas period because they had nowhere to live. And that person was going to visit another person who I had been working with of the three people. And my gut was telling me that when they were there, they were talking negatively about me. And I didn't want to listen to that at first because I didn't want to think poorly of the people that I was caring for and allowing to live under my roof and working with and loving. But my gut was not going away. And I distinctly remember walking through a shopping center and having the feeling from my gut rise up into my heart and then having that feeling rise up into my brain and having tears because there was no denying. And I had at that time not spoken to her about it, but there was no denying that it was going on. And there's plenty of people out there who are in friendships, romantic relationships, working relationships, family relationships, who have this experience and go into denial and then end up walking into a firestorm that they could have avoided by standing their ground. So stand your ground. If you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, because we're analog antenna machines. The body, and science is catching up. Science now knows that there are neurons in the gut, there are neurons in the heart, and there are obviously neurons in the brain, and they all work in unison. And science knows that, so I'm not talking any woo-woo here. If you get that knowing, you have to act on it. Don't act on it in a psycho, you know, Alfred Hitchcock kind of way. Immature. Don't lose it. That's just a mess.
Okay.
Immature.
Well, now you've got me inspired to tell another story. I wasn't laughing about it as I was going through it, but I had a person in my life who I had cared for when I was a youngster. I was a babysitter for this person, and they came back into my life after, I don't know, 4 decades perhaps of not having heard from them, not having had any kind of association with them. And they were, this person was going through some hard times, and I was willing to help out, and I helped set this person up in an apartment. I willingly bought and gave furniture to this person, and essentially equipped the apartment. And that I did as an act of love. But my mistake was I co-signed the lease because they didn't have good credit. And that was something that my gut told me I should not have done. And it turned out to be a miserable experience for me. The lease was honored, however, when they left the apartment, they trashed it, and there were bed bugs, so there was an extermination and an extensive cleaning fee, and I was hit with the bill. This person had no money to pay and didn't care whether or not their credit was ruined, but I did, and I felt extremely betrayed, but I had set myself up for that one. And the lesson learned was that I don't need to put my head on the chopping block for anybody else unless I have a strong feeling that they're taking responsibility for their lives. There's another person that I helped out, and it worked out wonderfully. It was my cleaning lady who was going to lose her house, and I fronted the necessary money to avoid foreclosure, and she worked it off. And that worked out wonderfully. I've learned that I need to be careful with whom I invest my trust, and that I need to think not just with my heart, but with my head. And as you were saying, Kat, and I've said before, that listen to that gut. That is so important. So I just wanted to share that too. And we're coming to the close of the hour. I don't know if there's anything else you'd like to throw in. I will say that we'll save my topic for another time, and we've kind of touched on dealing with negativity as we've been talking about trust and betrayal. But I would like to raise that as a topic for another week. There are a lot of different aspects of that, including the flip side of positivity and how we can use that to overcome negativity, that I'd like to explore. So, Kat, are there any other things that you'd like to say tonight?
I think the main thing is that we need to just reiterate that, yeah, we do need trust, and we need to trust ourselves first and foremost. And if you can't trust another human being, maybe you have a plant you can trust. It's always going to be there if you water it. You have a betta fish. You can trust it that it's always going to be there for the natural life that span that it has, as long as you love it and feed it and change its water. And you can talk to it. You can trust that the wildlife that live outside your house or apartment will be there because that's their territory and that's where they live. And you can build trust within yourself by going within and doing meditation. And you can trust that there are, you know, if you buy a meditation CD or MP3, you can listen to that. And you can learn to meditate, and then maybe you can explore by going to an ashram and learning meditation correctly, and beginning to expand your life in other ways. If you're somebody who feels like you already trust yourself, listen to the fact that you have wisdom, and that you are aware of red flags, and you know when to trust and when not to trust. And if you have gut feelings, listen to them. As David said, sometimes if you don't listen to your gut feelings, it can cost you a lot of money, or it can cost you in emotional pain, or it can cost you in other ways. So listen to your own body and your body's natural intelligence about trust and about whether or not you will be betrayed if you go down this path. And if you have been betrayed, take time to love yourself. Take time to remember why you're a good person and worth loving. And focus on that, and focus on what makes you happy, and release the tears, release the anger in a safe and secure and mature way. But don't put yourself in an unsafe situation. no one and nothing is worth getting hurt for. And then I would also say, if you are somebody who has betrayed, own up. Fess up about it. Apologize. And say, I'm sorry, this is what I've done. How can I make it better? And really look at learning and growing and taking personal responsibility so that everybody can move on. Because nobody's perfect, and the person that you've betrayed has most likely betrayed somebody else at some point in their life. There's absolutely no one on this planet who is perfect. We're all here, we're all in the same boat to learn and grow. And that's the most important thing to remember. Don't be afraid. No, because you may be met with aggression, but you may also be met with kindness. And at least you've done your bit in owning up. That's about all I have to say about that one.
Just a couple of things that I wanted to add. I think it's important not to become jaded. You know, if you go through whatever you go through, where you may have felt violated or you have violated somebody else, you can learn from the experience, as has been said earlier. But don't become bitter. If you feel bitter, that's fine, but move beyond it. The universe is generally benevolent. Humanity is generally benevolent. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that we may not like, that may cause us to lose trust. But I think it's important to have faith in yourself and whatever you conceive to be your higher power, that all is meant for your inherent good, and that there is unconditional love in the universe that is coming to you if you open yourself up to it, and it starts from within. So Kat has agreed to honor us with a meditation to close out the hour, and I will turn it over to Kat.
Okay, so sit comfortably in a chair or lay down and just take 3 deep breaths. Breathe in peace. Breathe out relaxation. Breathe in peace. Breathe out relaxation. Breathe in peace and breathe out relaxation. And let's just imagine in front of us, either with your eyes open or your eyes closed, a dot on a wall. Just a single dot. And I'd like you to look at the dot, stare at the dot, and cut out everything else except the dot. That is all there is. Just that one dot on the wall. And as you're looking at the dot, everything around you, the walls, the floors, everything is melting away. It's all becoming energy. It's all vibrating like radio frequencies. And it's just you on your chair or your bed or the floor and the dot. And now that energy is like an ocean, and you're buoyant in the ocean. And the water is still, and you're staring at the dot. And now your sense of self is becoming the ocean. Your body is becoming the energy of the ocean. You're no longer your body. You are the ocean. All the energy. Keep staring at the dot. And as you're aware of being all the energy, you're aware that you are all the beginnings and all the endings and all the everything and all the nothing. Keep staring at the dot. And in the seen and the unseen, in the beginning and the ending, in the everything and the nothing, is complete and total peace. Stare at the dot. And now let the heart's desire, something perfect and pure within yourself that you would desire, anything, as long as it comes from love, let it well up into your mind and replace the image of the dot with the image of your heart's desire. Now all the energy that surrounds you in the ocean, let it transform and change back into the physical realm. And as it reshuffles, let your heart's desire reshuffle with it and become a physical manifestation in front of you. See yourself, feel yourself having the experience of your heart's desire. Immerse yourself for a moment. That is happening now. Keep that feeling and knowing and sense of having and relive it throughout the day and tomorrow and the next day. It takes 3 days for your subconscious mind to be fully wired into a thought pattern that will attract your heart's desire. And know that you have allowed the universe to reshuffle so that it can bring your heart's desire into manifestation. Now your focus becomes the dot on the wall. And your body is no longer the ocean. And you're back becoming aware of your body. And you're aware of sitting or laying down. And you're aware of your room. And you're aware that at any time you can go back into this kind of meditation to assist you to manifest your heart's desire. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Thank you, Kat. That was wonderful. And thank you for your sharing.
Thank you for a great show.
Pardon?
I said thank you for a great show.
Oh, likewise. And I appreciated your personal sharing. I think that really helps resonate with people when they can relate to somebody else's experience. So I appreciate that. And we'll see you all again, hopefully, next week. You'll join us at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 o'clock Brisbane Time. And, Kat, take care and have a great week.
See you later, everyone.
Good night and God bless.